Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Waiver claims have to be made, and I've got trade proposals flying my way. My first round pick turned out to be a big flop. I don't know which wide receiver I need to drop. Ooh, Dr. Roto, give me the news. I really don't know what I should do. My quarterback keeps getting sacked. I've got a bad case of fantasy blues.
Woo-woo. Here we go. It is the fastest 30 minutes in Major Market Radio. The one, the only, Dr. Roto, Sports Talk 790. All right, good doctor. I have to tell you something. We had our draft among our station employees last Monday, Labor Day, as a matter of fact. And the very first pick, 1-1, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Your first blush response is?
Please tell me it wasn't you.
No. Hey, okay. I am a disciple of Dr. Roto. You are my physician on fantasy. I would never do that.
Okay. I mean, look, I actually like Josh Allen this year, but that's a little excessive. But who'd you take, MT? Please tell me you took somebody I like.
I forgot. I remember my quarterback is Matthew Stafford in the sixth round.
Oh, okay. I like that that's going already.
Yeah, I'll give you, not that our audience cares, but I'll go back and look what I picked. But, you know, it is what it is. I was just like, because you taught me something 2 years ago that I have lived to this day. Don't take a quarterback any earlier than you have to, with maybe one or two exceptions. And I guess the question is, forgetting about 1-1, is Josh Allen the number one fantasy quarterback, or would you think will be over the course of the year?
Yeah, I actually do. I mean, if I was going to go place a bet on who's going to be the NFL MVP, I think a good bet is Josh Allen right now. I mean, they barely run the football there. There's a good chance against Pittsburgh that he could throw 45 times. And he's looked better and better. They've surrounded him with great talent, and they're such a well-coached team. I mean, Brian Daboll's a great offensive coordinator. He's played to Allen's strengths. You know, look, you've got Stephon Diggs, you've got Cole Beasley, and now let's add Emmanuel Sanders to that mix. I mean, it's a very deep team, so yeah, I do like Josh Allen.
I took Davante Adams my first pick.
I was
the eighth overall selection, so there you go. All right, let's get to the games. Dallas and the Buccaneers. There are still people really wigging out about the overall health of Dak Prescott. So forgetting about long-term forecast, how about tonight? What you thinking about who sits, who starts between these two football teams?
Yeah, so I think for Tampa, Tampa's going to score at least 30 points tonight. I can't imagine not. I mean, you know, to stop talking about Dallas's revamped defense with Dan Quinn there. I mean, Dan Quinn wasn't very good when he was in Atlanta, was he? So I think that Tom Brady easily has 3 to 4 touchdown passes tonight. I think Antonio Brown is going to have a really big game. I think he's now there from week one, and he's committed to having a great year. I like him. I like Godwin. I like Mike Evans. There's no receiver I don't like on this team. For Dallas, I think there's issues there. You got an issue with Zach Martin playing. We don't know that for sure yet. You know, Tampa's got an incredible defense. I see Dallas coming from behind in this game. So the question is this. Tampa puts up its, you know, 30 to 34 points. Can Dallas get 20 on their own and, you know, get that over there? I think they should be able to. I like C.D. Lamb a lot in this game. I worry about Amari Cooper. Gallup should be okay. And, of course, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, to give them any chance. Elliott has to play well, and Dak has to run for his life because the Buccaneers' defense is that good. So I really like the Buccaneers tonight.
All right, let's get to some of the Sunday matchups. And again, we'll take your calls in segment number two here with Dr. Roto with us every Thursday between 1:30 and 2. All right, Seahawks and the Colts. Carson Wentz had question marks all over the place when the deal was made. now that he's rushing back from injury, if I've got Colt starters, I'm assuming running backs I love, everybody else I'm kind of up in the air on?
Yeah, I mean, we love Jonathan Taylor. I mean, there's no reason not to. You're going to start him easily. I like Michael Pittman. I think Michael Pittman's in a good place to succeed. After that, though, you know, do we think that Paris Campbell is going to do anything? Do we trust the tight end? No. I think really it comes down to Taylor and Pittman, and that's it for the Colts. For Seattle, it's not dissimilar because you know you have Russell Wilson, you know you've got Chris Carson, who's terrific, and you've got Metcalf and Lockett. They're not a very deep team, so fantasy-wise, you actually know where the points are coming from in this game. Now, are they going to put up a ton of points? I'm not so sure about that because I think the Colts' defense is pretty good, but I do think it's a concentrated place of fantasy points.
All right, a game that's not much on the radar, but I'm curious because we've got quarterbacks in new spots, the Detroit Lions hosting the 49ers. There's a lot of pressure on a quarterback that did have some success in Ninerville having a rookie behind him. What do you think is going to happen in this particular matchup?
I think San Francisco is going to crush them. I think Raheem Mostert's in a really great fantasy spot. Watch a kid named Trey Sermon from Ohio State. I think he's going to end up being the goal line back for San Francisco. I like Ayuk. I like Kittle. I like Debo Samuel. There's nothing I don't like for San Francisco. For Detroit, I mean, look, DeAndre Swift has been injured for a lot of this preseason. I do expect that he's going to play. Anthony Lynn, the former Chargers coach, likes to throw the ball to his running backs out of the backfield, so I think that Swift and Jamal Williams will be fine. I like T.J. Hockenson a little bit, but, you know, Jared Goff did not throw to the tight end so much in when he was with L.A., but I still like Hockenson. It's the wide receivers there who stink. I mean, look, can you tell me who the starting receivers there? Most people can't. Tyrell Williams, you got to be kidding. I mean, I think the 49ers win this game handily.
All right. Can the Chiefs, say the Browns defense slow up Kansas City at home, or is that a moot conversation?
No. I mean, this is the highest scoring game according to Vegas, and I think that makes sense because you got two very good offenses. The Browns, Baker Mayfield's in a good spot. The problem is that the Chiefs don't let up a lot of receptions to the wide receivers. So I think you're going to have to see a Nick Chubb game. I think you're going to see Kareem Hunt, and my surprise player for the Browns is Austin Hooper, right? I think he's going to have a really good game because the Chiefs don't cover the tight end very well. For the Chiefs, look, you've got Mahomes, you've got Edwards-Helaire, you've got Tyreek Hill, you've got Travis Kelce. I mean, and look, do I think the Browns are going to stop any of those guys? I don't. Right, so I think this is a game that probably goes over, which is like I think it's at like 53 right now. I think that feels right. But look, you drafted the Chiefs high for a reason, and this is the reason.
Jets at the Panthers, new Jets quarterback versus old. Speaking of point totals, this could be an under this week, right?
I don't know about that. I think it smells like a possible over to me because I don't think either of these defenses are very good. I think they're works in progress. I mean, you know Sam Darnold's going to be motivated. I really love McCaffrey in this game. I don't think the Jets can stop him. Robbie Anderson, another revenge narrative. So Darnold to Robbie Anderson is a great revenge narrative there. And DJ Moore looked sensational in his first game back in the preseason after he was out a little bit for injury. For the Jets, I think there's a lot of questions there. I think that three guys I'm most key on is Zach Wilson. How good can this rookie be? I think he could be very good. I really like Corey Davis, who finally stepped up last year with Tennessee. He's now the Jets' number one. And there's a rookie named Elijah Moore, who is a sensational young player that I think people are going to watch very carefully, and I think he's going to have a good year.
All right, let's get to some of the primetime games. Monday night's game is the Ravens at the Raiders, and it feels like every other day the Raiders are looking for a new starting quarterback. Could Derek Carr surprise some people and say, why search when you got me here in LV?
I mean, look, Derek Carr is just, he's okay. I mean, he's not going to kill you, but I don't think you want him as your fantasy league starter unless you're playing in like a 20-team league, which seems like a lot for me. I like Darren Waller. There's nothing not to like. I think, you know, you've got this, they brought in Kenyon Drake, who I think should have a good game this week. They should be behind to Baltimore, right? And when they're behind, Josh Jacobs doesn't get as many points. Kenyon Drake probably will. But then you've got all these receivers. You've got Henry Ruggs. What can he do? You've got this kid, Brian Edwards, who I really like, who was injured much of his rookie year. Can Carr find him? I'm not so sure. I think the safe bet here is Darren Waller. For the other side on Baltimore, I think you're looking at three players. You're looking at Lamar Jackson, who should have a very big game. You're looking at Gus the Bus Edwards, who is the new number one running back on this team with J.K. Dobbins out. And you're looking at Mark Andrews, who is Lamar Jackson's number one target, and he should feast in this game.
All right, one more for me before we start taking phone calls. I think the game of the week that I'm very curious about, not related to the Texans, obviously, but about what these quarterbacks can do would be the Alabama game between the Dolphins and the Patriots with two quarterbacks there from the Crimson Tide. What is anybody expecting from this game?
Yeah, I think there's a good question here. So, you know, you've got New England, you've got Mac Jones in there, who is, like I said to you last week, a better quarterback than Cam Newton. Okay, that's just fact. And I think that Mac Jones changes that offense a little bit. They're going to run Damian Harris as much as they can. They're going to use James White out of the backfield on third down. I do like Damian Harris a lot. Damian Harris, very good running back. Now, receiver-wise, I like Jacoby Myers. He is a legitimate number one receiver, and I think he should have success. And I think one of my favorite guys in New England is Jonnu Smith, the tight end who comes over from Tennessee to really be the number one tight end for New England. So I think that he can have a good game. Now, on the other hand, to the Dolphins, Tua, you know, hopefully finally healthy. We have Mike Gesicki, who could do very well because he's a big, big target. Jalen Waddle, who I really like, and there are some people, you know, some experts who think he could end up top 20 this year. So I'm not a big Devontae Parker guy. People may have Myles Gaskin. I like Gaskin, but I'm not sure this is the right week for him. So I'm interested to see Tua throwing a Waddle and throwing a Gesicki.
All right, we'll get Dr. Roto's thoughts on the Jaguars-Texans game and then your phone calls next, plus his lock of the week, all coming up in the next segment. If you have a question for Dr. Roto, get him in right now, 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. Another segment with Dr. Roto straight ahead after a word for Silverleaf Medical Clinic. If you are suffering with erectile dysfunction, I'd like for you to get it fixed, and you can do that now by calling 713-843-7000, 713-843-7000. They have a special offer for you, for 790 listeners, which includes a free exam and consultation with a medical doctor, a free blood flow ultrasound, and a special gift that will produce instant results in the bedroom. That's valued at $500, but you have to call right now to get that free assessment at 713-843-7000. If you're looking for a lasting solution that will allow natural spontaneity in the bedroom, call Silverleaf today, 713-843-7000. That's 713-843-7000. Their website, silverleafmedicalclinic.com. All right, a little bit of breaking news within the Roto segment. The compensation for the Bradley Roby trade to the Saints is in. This is from Adam Schefter. The Texans will receive a 2022 third-round pick and a conditional pick in 2023. Okay, you're getting a third round, which would then mean you would get somebody you would think would be ultimately a starter for this team. But remember, the Texans are going to be paying $7 million of Roby's contract. So you have to pay the Saints $7 million, you lose your top corner, and you're getting a third-round pick for it. All right, good doctor. Let's get right to it. We got a rookie quarterback against a journeyman quarterback. We have a horrendous secondary that got worse with the Roby trade to New Orleans. What kind of night is Trevor Lawrence going to have against the Texans defense?
Pretty tasty. I mean, I don't know why you're giving up Roby for a box of Krispy Kreme, to be quite honest with you. I mean, he's a pretty good cover guy. I like Trevor Lawrence in this game. I do. I think you're going to watch. He's going to be able to work on a lot of things in this game, which you want him to do, right, as a rookie. So can he find DJ Chark, right? They haven't really practiced much together. I love LaVisca Chenault. Marvin Jones has played very well in the preseason as well. You've got the running game with James Robinson and Carlos Hyde. I think James Robinson's a great start for the Texans. You know, look, there's so much we can say. I mean, I think Brandon Cooks will eventually get traded at some point. Until that point, he's probably a decent start. Maybe Nico Collins if they're behind by a lot and they're throwing in the second half. But it's just kind of a mess there right now. I feel badly about it.
Any running backs? I would assume no.
I mean, really, I just can't endorse that. I mean, I want you guys to win your fantasy league. Look, here's the one thing I will say. When you play with your heart in fantasy football, it gets you into trouble. So I'm never telling you not to root for the Texans. I'm never telling you not to root for your team. But when you play fantasy, you want the guys who are going to produce. And right now, the Texans' backfield is a mess because you don't know where the production is coming from. Could it be Ingram? Could it be Lindsey? We don't know. I assume it's Lindsey, but you just don't feel good about it because they're going to be behind in most games and have to throw the ball.
All right, let's go to the phone, 713-212-5790. If you got a question for Dr. Roto, 713-212-5790. Jeremiah and Tomball at 150 on 790. Jeremiah, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I have two quick questions. For receivers, I need to start two of the Bs out of three. It's Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, and Art Thielen.
Okay, so I'm definitely starting Keenan Allen. Austin Eckler is not 100%. You know they're going to have to throw the ball. I think he's a great spot there. Adam Thielen, I mean, look, Eli Apple is going to be starting in the secondary for the Bengals. That tells you everything you need to know. He's terrible, and that they concentrate their passes on Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. I love Cooper Kupp. I do. I'm just not sure if this is the right week for him.
Okay, just one more question for. So if I were to be, if it were my flex would come down to Cooper Kupp or Sermon, the running back for 49ers, which one would you weigh to?
Okay, so here's the problem. Within the 20s, right, Raheem Mostert's going to get the carries. The question is, Sermon is going to get about 10 to 12 carries. Will he get the goal line carries? If he does, I mean, Sermon could score a touchdown. I'm not telling you he won't. But Cooper Kupp, you know, is going to see the targets, right? So I think that Sermon is the upside and Kupp is the floor. So look at your team, look at your opponent. If you need the upside because you're in a bind this week, then take a shot that Sermon might get you that touchdown, because if he does, he's going to be worth 10 points, whereas I don't know whether Cooper Kupp scores a touchdown this week.
Roto, how many number two running backs are going to outscore their number one in terms of just reaching the end zone to overcompensate for the lack of running yards they get?
Not as many as you think, obviously. So I think you're looking at, guys like, all right, for example, Malcolm Brown could be the goal line back for Miami, right? Trey Sermon could be the goal line back for San Francisco. Could Ronald Jones be the goal line back for the Buccaneers and James Conner for the Cardinals? So I think there are guys. Like, I think the Cardinals are a good example. Chase Edmonds is going to be out there for a better part of the game. But when they get in to the red zone, James Conner could emerge, right? So, but those guys are limited in value because if they don't score that touchdown, I mean, James Conner could go 8 for 28. No touchdown. He just gave you 2.8 points. Not winning any fantasy games with that.
Back to the phones we go for Dr. Roto, 713-212-5790. Brad in Montgomery for Dr. Roto. Brad, go ahead. Brad.
Thanks a lot. I've got two questions. One of them is, you mentioned Eckler. What's his status, and does it look like he's going to – is he somebody that maybe you want to look at trading? And then as far as starting, should I go with, Stafford or Tannehill?
Okay, I really am going to play Tannehill this week. I like Stafford in general. I just think Tannehill has one of the best matchups of the week against the Cardinals in a very high-scoring game. In terms of Eckler, I don't want to panic right now. Okay, so the latest report that I've been reading here is that the Chargers are optimistic that Eckler will play. There was a tweet from Eckler himself that basically said, I'm ready to go. But you know what? When you hear the word hamstring, you got to be nervous. And if they start losing this game, right, to Washington, maybe they just he doesn't play as much. So I'm not going to tell you not to play Eckler. I'm going to tell you let's watch him very carefully. He is the number one guy that I am watching on come Sunday. And if you go to drroto.com, you'll be in the Discord chat. I will tell you exactly what to do with Eckler at that time.
Question on Twitter, Daryl Henderson or Antonio Brown at flex?
Yeah, I think the problem with Henderson is it's hard to trust him right now. It's not that he's not a good player, but you have Sony Michel there. You've got a loaded offense. So I like Henderson. I don't love him. I really do like Antonio Brown. I think Tom Brady, more importantly, likes Antonio Brown. And like I said, if I had to guess between which of the three receivers are going to dominate today against Dallas, I think it will be Antonio Brown. Dallas's secondary is not great. The guy who's covering Brown is one of the weaker cornerbacks in the league. I think there's a night where Antonio Brown could go 6 for 100 and a touchdown.
All right, let's get to it. Once a week, we ask Dr. Roto to give us the absolute, no doubt in our mind, fantasy play of the week. We call it Dr. Roto's Lock of the Week.
Yeah, there are a lot of really good plays this week, but the one I'm going to play with, I'm going to use the most, is Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is a tight end who plays like a wide receiver. The game against the Eagles is going to be wide open and high scoring. Matt Ryan throws the ball basically to three guys, okay? It's going to be Mike Davis, Calvin Ridley, and yes, Kyle Pitts. If you haven't seen him play, he's a special talent. I think he has a big game in his first week, and I think he goes on to having a very big season as a rookie.
Is Atlanta going to be a sneaky team for some people, you think, at the end of the day?
Look, I mean, their defense is bad, and their offense is just good enough to keep them in games. So if you have the Ridleys and the Davises and the Pitts of the world and even the Matt Ryans of the world, you know where the fantasy points are coming from. You get the fantasy points, you're a fantasy champion.
And that, my friends, was Dr. Roto's Lock of the Week. All right, drroto.com, what can people find?
There you're going to find my articles, you're going to find podcasts, you're going to find rankings. I have DFS stack tools there so you can win on FanDuel and DraftKings. We have Discord chat going on Sundays. We've got all the things that you need. Please go to drroto.com, enter the promo code radio. All right, we'll get you a big discount, and we'll make you a champion.
My friend, great stuff. As always, we'll do this again next Thursday.
You got it, my friend.
All right, Dr. Roto with us here every Thursday, 1:30 until 2 here on Sports Talk 790. Final hour of the show will feature how rich are the Texans? Rossi went and looked it up. Apparently their value, I'm assuming it's going up. Is that fair to say? You're saying way up? Way up. Hee-haw, lot smarter than maybe we think he is. Either that or the NFL is recession-proof. We'll let you decide. Ross's NFL review coming up at 2:30. Believe it or not, today at 2:50. 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. So happy to have U.S. Coins back with us here on Sports Talk 790. And what a great relationship you can have with them, especially if you're looking to buy or sell gold and silver. They have been doing that since 1985, right off the Katy Freeway. They also buy all sorts of precious metals, loose coins, loose diamonds, watches, estate jewelry, all done by a great family known as the Duncans, with Kenny and Matt running the operation. I was just there the other day and was amazed at the great selection of fine coins, rare coins, and are you ready for this? Certified used Rolexes and other great Swiss watches. We're talking about 100 plus available to you. There is a shortage of Rolexes out there, and guess what? No shortage at U.S. Coins. On-site security, individual privacy booths, great, great customer reviews, and buying online has never been easier, especially when you go to uscoinsandjewelry.com. Check out the website. Stop by the location, open Monday through Saturday. Phone number is 713-597-6367. So if you're looking to buy online, nothing easier than going to uscoinsandjewelry.com. That's uscoinsandjewelry.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.